happening in the news today.
The Bahamas is placed among the highest burden countries for non-communicable diseases has impacted the country's COVID-19 experience, said Prime Minister, the Most Honorable Dr. Hubert Minnis. Prime Minister Minnis was speaking on Wednesday at the Commonwealth's COVID-19 virtual leaders meeting held under the theme Sharing Solutions in Challenging Times. Minister of Foreign Affairs, the Honorable Darren Henfield, and Dr. Marceline Dalregis, Special Advisor to the Prime Minister on COVID-19, also attended the virtual meeting. The consistent integration of public health and other policy measures, such as national curfews and lockdowns, have been pivotal in the Bahamas' success to date, said the Prime Minister. He said the Bahamian people are as much to credit as the measure. This is Dequan Carroll for Global Impact News. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Finance, the Honorable K. Peter Turnquest, reiterated the government of the Bahamas' commitment that no Bahamian throughout the length and breadth of the country will be left hungry or without shelter. The Deputy Prime Minister's reassurance came during a press briefing held in the aftermath of a meeting between Minister of Social Services and Urban Development, the Honorable Frankie A. Campbell, the Senior Parliamentary Caucus on Grand Bahama, who were on island during Minister Campbell's two-day official visit to Grand Bahama from June 18th to the 19th, and senior officials of the Department of Social Services, Grand Bahama. Royal Bahamas Defense Force commanding officers presented with appointments for command posts. 10 commanding officers of Defense Force patrol crafts were officially presented with their appointments to their command post on Tuesday past at HMBS Coral Harbor. During a brief ceremony, the officers were presented with certificates by the Commander of Defense Force, Commodore Raymond King. This is a symbolic trust that the Defense Force has vested the confidence in their ability to handle the vessel, along with the responsibility for the morale and welfare of the men and women who are assigned to the vessels. Receiving awards as honorary commanding officers were Captain Sean Adderley, Captain Glenn McPhee, and Commander William Stirrup, who all were recognized in their roles. The awardees included Lieutenant Commander Valentino Roll and Lieutenant Commander Samantha Hart, who serve as commanding officers aboard the Bahama-class vessels. Lieutenant Commander Omar Saunders commands HMBS Lawrence Major. Senior Lieutenants Alexis Brown, Chitara McDonald, and Roberto Adderley serve as commanding officers of the Legend-class craft. And Senior Lieutenant Ricardo McQueen, Senior Lieutenant Elwood Sims, Lieutenant James Cox, and Lieutenant Owen Sand serve as commanding officers of the Flora-class vessels. Minister of Social Services and Urban Development, the Honorable Frankie A. Campbell, announced that beta testing for the use of digital wallets in the delivery of social assistance to Bahamians will commence at the end of June 2020. The beta test exercise is expected to expand the Promise web application to issue digital wallets. The implementation of Promise incorporates an MIS system, an online social assistance application process, and online management. The Sahara dust cloud heads towards Bahamas. Known as the Saharan air layer, a vast cloud of the dust was reported earlier this week to reach parts of the Caribbean. The Weather Channel stated the plume is noted for its thickness over the Caribbean Sea. Michael Stubbs, Chief Climatological Officer at the Bahamas Department of Meteorology, says that this is not unusual and happens around this time, but the denseness presents a challenge. Mask wearing as well as taking other precautions is recommended for those with allergies and respiratory illness, as a plume of Sahara dust is predicted to impact some parts of the Bahamas this week. According to the Chief Climatological Officer, the dust minimizes the occurrence of typical cyclones because it helps to absorb a lot of the vapor out of the system and is counterproductive to the formation.
Then, what's going on with traffic?
With a look at traffic now, for some reason, there are long delay lines getting out of the Eastern Road this morning. Got real slow lines of traffic entering Wanacue and backed up almost all the way back to Fox Hill Road on that westbound corridor into downtown. It's obvious the later it gets, there's a trend for a busy day for traffic that's on the horizon. A comparatively early start is going on right now. Coming out of the south is still problematic. Some Alabama Highway, with the longest back of a delays getting onto the Tonics Bullion Darling roundabout, is also slow getting out of Blaston Road as well onto JFK. Amazingly, all the surrounding streets entering the roundabout there at Tony's Million Darling Highway have a very low traffic count, so it's boggling just how that line of back of a delay happens on Samalabala Highway. But it is there, almost all the way back to Fire Trail Road. Carmichael Road slows down and really gets heavy with traffic getting out onto Blue Hill Road. You're going to experience some slowing down to get over the hill there at Blue Hill into the roundabout at Independence and Tonics Million Darling Highway. And also be prepared to slow it down moving along E Street and also along Wolf Road. It usually gets busier as it gets later. And it appears it will be another busy day for traffic out there. National Traffic Report is a service of J.S. Johnson. Check out J.S. Johnson Online Service Center app. There you can view your policy details, check outstanding balances, report a claim, and more. Sign up today at jsjohnsononline.com. With your eye in the sky, look at traffic and VAAA using our drone and satellite network to keep a track of what's going on there so you know exactly what's happening. That's a look at traffic this morning. We're back with more this afternoon.
Thank you, Van Ferguson.
As we look into Thursday's weather outlook, it's variably cloudy, hot, humid, and a bit breezy, with few passing showers and a slight chance of an isolated thunderstorm or two. Thursday's high temperature is 93 degrees with an overnight low of 81. This is Dequan Carroll for Global Impact News. Have a great day.